Ong Long Moore. July 1975. I wake up to find that we have stopped, and all the families are getting off the truck. The village representatives have a few words with the truck driver before he drives away, leaving us in the middle of nowhere. All around us, green mountain peaks jut into the gray sky. July is the midpoint of the rainy season. The air, though cool, is heavy and humid. Thick, tall trees with wide green leaves and fat elephant grass surround us. I sit next to Chu and Gek on our small pile of clothes, listening to the sound of shrieking birds while the others stretch their bodies. A few feet away, Pa and the fathers of the four other families who came with us on the truck listen to the representatives as they give out instructions.
"We have to walk from here, up to the mountains," Pa tells us.
Pa picks up Gek and carries her on his back. Koi, Meng, Cave, and Keem gather up our bundles of clothes and follow the representatives as they lead us to a small, hidden trail up the mountain. Chu and I hold Ma's hand and trail behind the other families. I try to run to be up near Pa in case there are snakes or wild animals who eat young children in the mountains, but pebbles and rocks slow me down by getting in my flip-flops, forcing me to shake them out every few minutes. We hike up the narrow path in silence. By nightfall, we arrive at our destination. The village chief takes all five families to his house and gives us rice and fish for dinner before the adults leave to hear further instructions. Afterward, he leads us to a little hut behind his house that is to be our new home. The hut sits on four wooden legs raised 3 feet off the ground. Its roof and walls are covered with bamboo leaves and straw.
"This village is called On Long Moor, and we will live here for the time being," Pa informs us that night. "Depending on when the truck arrives with the supplies, every week or two the chief will ration each family salt, rice, and grains. To supplement these rations, we will grow a vegetable garden in the back of the hut. Remember, do not talk about Phnom Penh. There are Khmer Rouge soldiers patrolling the village, reporting our activities to the Angkor. From now on, we are country folk, just like everybody else."
Our whole family sleeps together, lined up like sardines under a big mosquito net in the house. We huddle together to keep warm. On the second night, I become sick and have a terrible fever. My body aches all over and I throw up a lot. I feel hot and cold. I cannot sleep and have no appetite.